The cafe industry can be cutthroat at times. You gotta have a thing, right? A gimmick to distinguish yourself. Maybe an avocado latte or a cafe where you can nap. NPR's Elise Hu checked out a cafe in South Korea where you can sip a cup of coffee and cuddle a creature.
So the way an animal cafe works in general is that you pay for entrance, and with entrance you get a drink.
We started out in a South Korea cat cafe. Some folks brought laptops, but it's clear that for most customers, it's all about time with the animals.
You get to pet cats.
That's Molly Carmer, who is visiting from Colorado.
If we can relax at home with each other, or if we can relax here with a bunch of cats, then it's an easy choice.
Cat cafes have become a thing now across the globe, but it's here in East Asia where you can go to a sheep cafe, an owl cafe, or a raccoon cafe, which my friend Patrick Terpstra and I found on one of Seoul's side streets.
So I'm most concerned about, please say no when raccoons biting on you. Do raccoons know no means no?
Interpreter Haeryun Kang reads a warning sign in Korean.
When it's dangerous is when they get into like attack mode and start growling.
Okay, that sounds terrifying.
We tried to get up close and personal anyway. Immediately, a raccoon went for my iced tea and then me.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, do I get it off me?
Oh.
Watch it, don't get scratched,
That's when the raccoon snatched our audio recorder, which pretty much sums up how things went down.
If you want a more tame animal cafe experience, stick with a cat cafe or a dog cafe.
I don't think a raccoon cafe is a good idea at all.
It was worth a shot. Elise Hu, NPR News.
Whoa.
Seoul.
All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, man, there's video of that encounter on our Facebook page and at npr.org/EliseTries.